Speaking on behalf of the President of the General Assembly, Ambassador Noel Sinclair of Guyana said the maintenance of peace and security is one of the founding principles of the United Nations Charter.
In that same charter, member states are also committed to the promotion of social progress and of better standards of living. Experience has demonstrated with increasing clarity the essential interconnection between these two principles. The concept of security sector reform focuses basically on the role of national institutions in creating and maintaining the conditions necessary for giving effect to these principles.
UN Deputy Secretary General Jan Eliasson said over the past 5 years, security sector reform has moved from what he called a little-known concept to a core element of peacekeeping, peace-building, and development.
The Security Council has increasingly tasked field missions with support to national security sector reform. The statistics speak very clearly this language. In 2008, the Security Council made a total of 14 references to security sector reform in its resolutions. By 2012, this figure jumped to 37.
The UN Deputy Secretary General spoke about the importance of security sector reform beyond the numbers it has been referred to in the Security Council.
Beyond the numbers, security sector reform has become central to the work of the United Nations in reducing violence, addressing transnational organized crime, promoting human rights, and contributing to overall stability. This is indeed welcome progress, but we have to match expectations and mandates with resources. Our work in the field and the SSR task force need full funding. The future of the United Nations in security sector reform rests on the vision and support of member states.
Ambassador Kingsley Mamabulu of South Africa expressed a similar view, stressing the importance of national ownership of the process.
In this regard, member states undertaking reform are therefore encouraged to take lead in defining their national vision of security sector reform, informed by their own circumstances, to ensure long-term sustainability of the reforms. Adequate national resources should be allocated, including through legislation, to the reform process.
Ambassador Mamabulu called on the Peace Building Commission to continue to intensify its efforts to mobilize resources for security sector reforms. He said this should include supporting national aid coordination and resource mobilization efforts by countries under its agenda. Derek Mbata, United Nations.